Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the Friday khutbah sermon on the topic A New Year with Knowledge. Praise be to Allah, the unique in the most exalted rank. Glorified is He, who encompasses all things in knowledge. Wasi'a kulla shay'in ilma. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow his guidance. To proceed, I advise you, O servants of Allah, and myself to fear Allah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. And fear Allah, and Allah teaches you. O believers, we are on the threshold of a new academic year. May Allah make it a year of success and achievement, in which educational institutions open their doors to students so they may draw from the fountain of knowledge and understanding, recalling Allah's words, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. And say, My Lord, increase me in knowledge. Seeking knowledge is the most valued endeavor a person can dedicate himself to, and it is the best thing one can strive to obtain and persistently pursue. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man salaka tariqan yatlubu fihi 'ilma, salaka Allahu bihi tariqan min turuqil jannah." Whoever follows a path seeking therein knowledge, Allah will facilitate for him a path to paradise. The scholars have said that when the Prophet ﷺ referred to knowledge, he meant any beneficial knowledge in all its fields, disciplines, types, and branches, including the Quran, Hadith, language, literature, philosophy, medicine, physics, engineering, chemistry, and space sciences, provided it is pursued with a righteous intention. One will be rewarded with good deeds and elevated in ranks with Allah. By seeking beneficial knowledge, societies advance, civilizations are built, achievements are realized, and leadership in all fields is attained. Therefore, O students of knowledge, know that in your pursuit of knowledge, you are worshipping your Lord, benefiting yourselves, serving your society, and elevating your country. It shapes you when you are young and advances you when you are older, refines your morals, and enhances your behavior and conduct. Moreover, it guides you to the most upright path for worshipping your Lord and interacting with others. Therefore, be diligent in adhering to knowledge and honoring those who impart it to you and appreciating their efforts, for they are most concerned for your well-being. Beware of bad companions. How can you surrender your future to them and drag yourselves with them into the darkness of ignorance and failure? Take heed of the saying of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ar-rajulu ala dini khalilihi, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil." A person is on the religion of his close friend, so let one of you be careful about whom he befriends. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. I say this and I seek forgiveness from Allah. Praise be to Allah alone, and peace and blessings be upon the one after whom there is no prophet. O teachers, both male and female, you are accountable before your Lord for nurturing the next generations, nourishing their minds and building their characters, as confirmed by the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi." Each of you is a shepherd, that is a guardian, and each of you is responsible for his flock, that is those in his care. So make our schools beacons of goodness and strongholds of values, filled with love and mutual support, freed from bullying, and mutual boasting. Warn your students against all forms of cheating and be the best role models for them in this regard, so that our academic year may be fruitful and safe. O fathers and mothers, the circle of education is not complete without you. So ensure its success, following up on your children's progress. Provide them with what they need and don't forget to encourage and support them, and be patient with them so that you may rejoice in their excellence and see the nation rise and prosper through their success. Having said this, O Allah, send peace, blessings and favor upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family and all his companions. O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali and with all the honored companions. O Allah, make us faithful believers in you, devoted worshippers to you, and kind and dutiful children to our parents. Have mercy on them as they raised us when we were young, O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, protect our sons and daughters and grant them success in their new academic year. Make success their ally and righteousness their companion. O Allah, continue to grant stability and security to the UAE and spread mercy and peace throughout the world. O Allah, grant success to the President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, his deputies and his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and his trustworthy Crown Prince in all that you love and you are pleased with. O Allah, have mercy on Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Rashid and the founding leaders, and admit them by your grace into your spacious gardens. Encompass the nation's martyrs with your mercy and forgiveness. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and women, those among them who are still alive and those among them who have passed on. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. O Lord, give us in this world that which is good and in the year after that which is good, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. Servants of Allah, remember Allah, the Almighty, and He will remember you. Thank Him for His bounties and blessings, and He will increase you in bounties and blessings.